man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Survive. This is your host, James Kelso, in faraway North Dakota, coming to you over the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. And you're invited to bring yourself into the show at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 for our 6 days a week update on the Trump phenomenon. What has this phenomenal man done for you, for me, and for all patriots in the last 24 hours? Let's take a look. And when I miss something, and boy, I'll end a show many times where I go, ah, darn, I missed that one. It was something really important that Donald Trump has done. There used to be a feature on the White House webpage. It may still be there, but I have lost track of where it might be now. The page has been redesigned. But there used to be a feature that was like a president's calendar on what he had done that day. That was really, I liked that. Very helpful. But he does so much that if you miss an hour or two, you lose track of what our president is doing. You might miss something really important. So let's get started here. I think one of the important things that Donald Trump did today is he blasted the masters of the universe. Let's go to that story. Oh, and let me give the date. It's August 28th, 2018, Tuesday. Trump slams Google for biased search results. President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday, today, to condemn Google, criticizing the search engine as rigged for favoring liberal and establishment news publications in its search results. The president suggested that the tech giant may be behaving in an illegal manner by skewing its search results, and promised that Google's biased search results, quote, will be addressed, unquote. Trump previously called out Google's search bias during his 2016 election campaign. And here's the actual tweet. Let me go to the Twitter account and let us look at the tweet. Oh, here it is right here. He says, this is 10 hours ago. Google search results for Trump news show only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have it rigged. I'm going to pause there for a moment. That's just to savor what he said so far. So Donald Trump, here's a way. This is kind of good news, is it is not that hard to use a search engine to detect its bias. Here's Trump saying Trump news. I'm going to search on Trump news. And what do I get? There's a lot of good news about Donald Trump. There are a lot of great things he did. Why is it not there? Well, let's continue with what he says. In other words, they have it rigged for me and others, so that almost all stories and news is capital B, capital A, capital D, bad. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican / conservative and fair media is shut out. Then here's an ominous word for the left. Illegal? Question mark. Ooh, you don't want the President of the United States pointing out that something you're doing is illegal. Then he continues, 96% of results on Trump News, that's the search, Trump News, inside a quote marks, are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. So really, is 96% of the reporting on Trump is from is left-wing stories. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed! Exclamation mark. So what an eloquent speaker and writer Donald Trump is. He packs it all into a couple of sentences there. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. He gets both sides of it there. They're suppressing our voices. They're hiding information and news that is good. Boy, he's got it, doesn't he? So now, if you work over at the Google headquarters, where is it there in the Silicon Valley? I forget which town in Silicon Valley Google is headquartered in. I can guarantee that there are a bunch of attorneys, Google attorneys, and a bunch of Google executives huddling right now, reading and rereading that tweet, reading and rereading what the president has just said. And then a whole bunch of reports are being prepared right now frantically. What's our legal liability? And of course, at the very top of Google, the masters of the universe, these very people, they know what they're doing. So this gets to be an interesting detective story, does it not? They know exactly what they're doing. The people that have set up rigged algorithms to skew the reporting, to skew the search engine, what do they call it? Search engine modification, SEM, SEAM. They know what they've done. They know how unethical, how illegal, how dodgy it is. They know that if the public finds out, they're going to be in big trouble. So what do you have to do? If you're one of these masters of the universe right now, you have to think in several directions. One is, how do we cover up our current crimes? Now, covering a crime up requires what? You have to bring more people into the crime. You have to bring more scores of computer engineers into knowledge of the crime so that they can help you cover it up. Ooh, that gets tricky, doesn't it? Does it not? Because any one of those people could blow the whistle on you. And you can't handle something of this magnitude. Five or six people at the top of Google, they can't handle this. Do you know how big Google is? Do you know how many, the number of computers they're running at any given moment, I think is in the hundreds of thousands of servers, which are computers. Hundreds of thousands of them housed in server farms that are a city block in size. And armies of computer engineers to keep all of that running. So, yes, we got to devise a cover-up. Next thing to be discussed at this meeting of the head gangsters at Google, what can we do as a fake-out? What can we do? Is there a temporary measure we can do? Can we turn the algorithms off for a little while? And other such. Then what do we put out as a public relations move here? Who have we got to defend us? And so on. So we'll, that's where that story stands right now. More tweets from Donald Trump. That was 10 hours ago he tweeted that. On the economic front, yeah, there's a tweet from the president. NASDAQ has just gone above 8,000 for the first time in history. Let's see, I wrote the NASDAQ numbers down. Yes, for the first time in history. He tweeted that 15 hours ago. We reported that yesterday. Well, but he's tweeting it 15 hours ago. And then another story that we can talk about tonight, election victory. Congratulations. This is tweeted 22 minutes ago. Congratulations to Governor Rick Scott of Florida on his conclusive Republican primary win. He will be a great senator. So he'll be running for U.S. Senate seat in Florida. Another tweet 38 minutes ago. Such a fantastic win for Ron DeSantis and the people of the great state of Florida. Ron will be a fantastic governor. On to November. Now, Ron DeSantis, you will recall, is the great House committee member who has been at the forefront of getting the truth about Russiagate, about the Russia hoax, as Greg Jarrett calls it in his now number one best-selling book, The Russian Hoax. So having Ron DeSantis as governor of the key state of Florida that Donald Trump must carry in 2020 is very good news indeed. He's not just a conservative or a right-wing congressman. He is somebody who has been more than carrying his own weight. He has been pushing hard in the House committees, the oversight, the judiciary, and the intelligence committees in subpoenaing information, documents from Rodney the Rat Rodenstein from the judiciary and from the FBI. And let me go across the top of my screen here on some of the prominent headlines you may want to talk about. We've got also a campaign in Florida and in Arizona, rather, and in Oklahoma that will be decided tonight. And Breitbart's going to give live updates throughout the evening. In Arizona, days after John McCain's passing, Martha McSally, Kelly Ward, and Joe Arpaio, who got a pardon from Donald Trump, not great, are seeking to win the GOP Senate nomination for retiring Senator Jeff Flake's seat. All good news. Departure of Jeff Flake, very good. That list of candidates, very good. We're going to get a good Republican candidate in Arizona. And next story. Flashback. Dr. Robert Epstein and Peter Schweizer warned about the powers of big tech at Masters of the Universe town hall. During Breitbart News' Masters of the Universe town hall in April, psychologist Dr. Robert Epstein and author Peter Schweizer, remember he's a man who wrote Clinton Cash, which is one of the key books in uncovering what's been going on. Author Ann Coulter and Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow warned the audience about big tech's influence over society. And here are some of the revelations from that event, which are now really proving to be prophetic. Dr. Robert Epstein said that Silicon Valley could swing an election with no one knowing that they had done this. Epstein warned that the more information these companies have about us, the more easily they can manipulate us. That is, shift our opinions, our attitudes, our beliefs, our purchases, and our votes. Now, in a recent interview, Epstein gave some pretty shattering facts. He said that a typical Android device I'm happy to do this from memory. I'm looking for my notes. A typical Android device. No, here are my notes. In 24 hours, guess how much information your Android device ships up to people like Google? 60 megabytes. That's the average upload of information that you're not sending. It's just being sent automatically. 60 megabytes. I remember the day when you couldn't buy a computer that had a 60 megabyte hard drive. No such hard drive that large existed in the world. And get this, during the day, let's say you've turned off location notification. You've turned that off, you think, in your Android device. I'm sure this is the same on Apple phones. So you've turned that feature off, so nobody's monitoring your location, correct? Wrong. Your phone is on its own sending an average of 300 location reports about you, about the phone, every day. So that's 10 an, what, more than 10 an hour. That's, you know, every 5 minutes, the phone is telling Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, and others assorted masters of the universe where you are. He said, Epstein said, this is back in April, we estimated that if these companies were all working together, and they are, and supporting the same candidate, and they are, they were, they did, and really pulling out all the stops and using all the methods they have to manipulate, and they didn't do that in 2016, they could shift 10% of the voting population of America with no one knowing they had done this and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to track. 10% could be shifted. That's a lot of votes with no one knowing that they've done this. Remember we said the other day, his number, he cited it as a number, 12 million. Well, that is in fact exactly 10% of the American voting population in 2016. Trump got about 63 million votes and Clinton got about 65 million. Well, we are told, we are asked to believe, may have been enough fraud in there that those numbers are not accurate in regards to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. So that's Robert Epstein. We're going to be paying attention to him. Peter Schweizer said Google and Facebook are not just internet companies. They steer the national debate in ways that are unimaginable. Schweizer declared that Google is trying to steer, manipulate, and direct us in ways that they want to go. They have enormous powers, powers that I would argue that company, that no company has ever had in human history over the flow of information. They are not just internet companies. They are media companies. They are opinion companies. And they steer the national debate in ways that are unimaginable. Now get this. I mean, I'm learning stuff as I read these articles. You know, I think I'm knowledgeable, but it's more fantastic and amazing and horrible than any of us know, except folks like these researchers. Dr. Robert Epstein says, everything that goes through your email account is recorded and analyzed by Google and becomes part of your profile. Did you hear that? Everything that goes through your email is recorded, analyzed, and becomes part of your profile by Google. All Gmails, that would be Google Mail, all Gmails outgoing, and I'll finish this off. This has got to amaze you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Yeah. And I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle.
I like
the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame.
And my flame.
Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody.
I'm a blue-eyed Billy. Well, here we are, we're talking about the Masters of the Universe. Breitbart did a great conference. Peter Schweitzer is there, author of, I'm looking at him now, of Clinton Cash. Ann Coulter needs no introduction. She's there. This new name to us, Robert Epstein, very important because he's the big researcher. He's the guy with the facts. And then Alex Marlowe, who's a editor. at Breitbart is there, but it's Schweitzer, Coulter, and Robert Epstein. Let me just play you his voice so you get familiar with it, because we're going to hear a lot more from Robert Epstein in months to come. Here he is talking about the masters of the universe and their power.
All of us, no matter what our political positions, we're all in danger, very much in danger. So, you know, Alex was saying, so what do these big companies know about us? This is the surveillance problem. So there's three big problems. The first one is surveillance. The second one is censorship, because these companies decide what you're going to see and what you're not going to see. By the way, when I say these companies, I don't mean Cambridge Analytica. That's a joke. That's silly. I mean, first and foremost, Google. Secondly, Facebook. And to some extent, Twitter. Even Twitter makes decisions about whether or not Ann Coulter's tweets are going to go to her followers or not. And that is called shadow banning. And that has been documented. They actually do that. So we're talking about some huge companies that are collecting massive amounts of information about every single one of us and, worse yet, our children. I'm the father of five, so I'm very, very, very passionate about that issue. With the vast majority of us having no idea that this is happening, you know that Google is monitoring us, all of us, over more than 200 different platforms. They're monitoring us when we're online, and they're monitoring us when we're offline. I'm not kidding.
How?
Well, for example,
that's Ann Coulter asking that.
So one, can I answer that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I would refer you to a recent story that Tucker Carlson ran. He wasn't like doing.
The story is too complicated, so I can't play it. And we didn't get to. What's the third way they're monitoring us? Surveillance, he said there are three problems. Surveillance is one, so they're watching us all the time, even when we think we're offline. Two, they're censoring us. And then three, he forgot to mention number three there, so I'm wondering what that was. I'll go back to listen to find what that was. But let's go back to the text here, and maybe we'll find it there. He says, here's Peter Schweitzer now. He says, Here, the emails. He says, all Gmails, outgoing, the ones you write, and incoming, no matter what email service they're coming from, they are all recorded, analyzed. Every detail is put into your personal profile, says Epstein. Even those Gmails that you type, and we've all done this, you type it and you go, oh, no, I can't send this. That's insane. I'm not going to send this one. And you hit delete. That's already been recorded. That's part of your profile. Are you ready for this, folks? Epstein said the scariest thing is that most news outlets all use Google to run their email system. All those emails are running through Google servers. Google has full access. I'm talking about some of the top journalists in the world who are investigating Google. They're sharing all of their communications, all of their work products, all of the drafts. They're sharing it all with Google. You got to think about this, folks. And you know, part of the incomprehensibility of this must come from this source. We, average folks, don't realize how powerful the computers that Google and people that big actually have. They have the power to record everything. Every piece of information in real time being generated anywhere in the world. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
And it's just, what a shame that Merle can't be here to be everything he would have been had he lived through the Trump era and the Trump phenomenon, which all of his career, all of Merle Haggard's career points to what Donald Trump is doing now. Merle Haggard was known as the people's poet. And Donald Trump is the people's voice also. Let's go back to this article I was reading. Let me find a spot here. Dr. Robert Epstein, Peter Schweizer. And here's what Peter Schweizer says at this Breitbart conference. You don't know, ultimately, what information you're not getting. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know ultimately what information you're not getting, and they're giving you this sort of facade that they're giving you the best. They're giving you the most accurate. They're giving you the most informative. And the bottom line is that simply isn't true. And then Epstein says, we came up with a system, a monitoring system, and that's what's needed, folks. Geniuses like Robert Epstein and Peter Schweizer, they are going to have to do this for us. Come up with a monitoring system, some way of detecting what the masters of the universe are doing to us. A monitoring system for monitoring search results on Google, Bing, and Yahoo for nearly 6 months before the election in 2016. Here's what we found. We found that Google search results favored Hillary Clinton in all 10 positions of those search results on the first page for almost all of those 6 months leading up to the election. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this, Kelso interjects. Epstein continues, listen closely. Now, that's enough to shift 2 to 3 million votes at least without anyone knowing that they've been manipulated. Well, is that enough to have changed the result of any election? Yes, it is. And remember, Epstein is saying that come 2018, these same people that with that search skewing in 2016 shifted at least 2 to 3 million votes, they will, if they go full throttle, they will be able to shift 12 million votes. Folks, think about it. Think about this nightmare that we're doing this show. Is it November 6th? I forget the exact day for 2018. In just a few months, just like 70 days from now, we're doing just as we did back in 2016. We're watching the election results come in. And let's say this has happened, that 12 million votes have been shifted, that Ron DeSantis won't be winning the governorship in Florida. Rick Scott won't be winning the Senate seat. And there'll be these weird, there will be this, what is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? The blue wave. There will be the apparent appearance of a blue wave. It'll look like America voted for Democrats far more than we thought they would. Well, there you go. Scores of millions of voters will have gotten notices in their covering their pages of their search engines and of their browsers saying, go vote. Go vote for this guy. And those would be the left wingers. And the right wingers, nothing. They would just get nasty stories that would tend to discourage them from voting. But Robert Epstein says they can change the voting outcome by 12 million votes in 2018. So let's go back to Donald Trump, and here's what he says. He is on this story. He says, they are controlling what we can and cannot see. Now, is this a coincidence that Donald Trump is saying this on the same day that Fox News is saying this? On the same day that the Robert DeSantis research is being reported, Donald Trump is saying exactly the same thing. Is that a coincidence, folks? No, that's not a coincidence. Donald Trump reads, studies Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and who deliver Robert Epstein right to his doorstep. And Donald Trump is viewing this information. He's a genius and gets it. And he's acting immediately. He writes, they are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed. So, I mean, folks, you got to pinch yourself. That's an amazing thing that we have. That's why this show exists. That's why I'm all in for Donald Trump. And I think My measure of the value of this show is, does it help Trump? Am I motivating anybody? Is this show motivating anybody to work harder to push Trump's program? If so, it's worth it. If not, and especially if we're causing any damage to Trump, forget about it, as they say in New Jersey. The activity should stop. This is too serious. I'm convinced Trump is the last train stop. Trump is the last chance. As he said in the primaries, he said, I may be, this election, my candidacy may be the last chance to save this country. I believe he was right then. He's right now. And we've got 6.5 years remaining of Trump pushing this program, pushing what he's doing. Then we get to the question of what follows Trump. Well, that will be set up by what Trump does. The successors to Trump, the generation, the movement that will take the baton from Donald Trump's hand as he comes roaring down the racetrack, that is being set up right now. That's what I hope this show is doing. I hope we're playing our part in getting people trained and prepared to take the baton that Donald Trump will hand off to a movement and to some key leaders, some great leaders. Hopefully we will find out who are the great leaders in America. Who are the people worthy of what Trump has done? Is it imaginable even someone greater than Trump could appear? That's possible. Not very likely, but so here's a little more. Let me go a little further into this. And I'm just going to play here from this Breitbart Town Hall. Let's just take a chance here. This is a potluck audio right here.
National conservatives. This is in the very top of our bio on Wikipedia. is it a crime to be ideologically driven? Can we please get Jeff Zucker on the blower at CNN? Is that now against the rules? So the point is that when you go to our Facebook page, you see a Breitbart.com story. You will now see a pop-up that gives this smear job definition of who we are and what we're all about without any evidence coming from Wikipedia. Wikipedia itself does not describe itself as a credible news source. Wikipedia itself is edited by a bunch of left-wing, mostly retired academics. That's who's editing Wikipedia. These are the people who are defining what's truth right now. So, in the meantime, I want to reach out to some of the people like Dr. Epstein who are not necessarily on the right side of the aisle.
Now, that's an interesting conversation right there. That was Alex Marlow, Editor-in-Chief at Breitbart speaking. That was good to hear his voice and where he's coming from. And he's just mentioning the important point there. Robert Epstein, this guy who's digging up the facts for us, he's not even a right-winger.
And I'm old enough to remember the net neutrality debate. I know that we can bog down the conversation all night on that, so I don't want to. But the main objection to those who wanted to roll back the Obama-era net neutrality misnamed provisions, was that it would give companies like Comcast and Verizon the opportunity to censor people. Yet, we're seeing Facebook censoring people, YouTube censoring people, Twitter censoring people. The definition of Breitbart becomes what a handful of oligarchs at Wikipedia define Breitbart as. Ann, talk to me about this. Talk to me about, you're the one who's gone through the more censorship than anyone. Is this not the new blacklist?
I know nothing about the law in this area, which means I know no less than anyone else, because there is no law in this area. It is, I mean, to hear you describe it, which is...
Very interesting point by Ann Coulter. There is no law in this area. This is where the opportunity exists for these companies. They basically have a Wild West opportunity to do what they want.
So brilliant. 1984, it was the government. Now we have these two or three big companies. It's terrifying. Most of the restrictions, and I've always hated this from, sorry, libertarians, saying, well, as long as the government isn't doing it, it's fine. Well, I don't know. If your speech is silenced, your speech is silenced. I don't really care who's silencing me. But now, in particular, it is so much more powerful. And the law is uncertain. I mean, all of the analogies you go to, there's nothing like this before. There is some law, for example, on shopping centers and that being treated as a public square.
And this is Ann Coulter's point that she's made in the last week. This is the public square. The law here has to recognize your space and mine on the internet as a public square where we cannot be surveilled, snooped upon, we can't be censored, and then whatever the third problem was, that one too, that I didn't get from Robert Epstein.
It seems to me the clearest way of thinking about it is if they're engaging in censorship, they're behaving like Pinch Sulzberg, or publisher of the New York Times. They're not behaving like Thomas Edison, inventor of the telephone. They're not just saying, here, everybody talk. No, they're the publisher now. So I do kind of like the idea of everyone suing Twitter and Facebook for defamation and libel. I mean, they got this thing slipped in, the Communications Decency Act, saying they can't be sued. But I'm sorry. The reason you couldn't be sued is we're hands off. We're not editing anybody. Well, they are editing. They are the editing, and they're much more powerful than the government could ever hope to be.
Very interesting right there. What a delight this woman is. They're much more powerful than the government could ever hope to be. And they are editing. They're acting as your publisher, folks, and more. What you can say, I guess, as your publisher, and then what you can, they're acting as everybody else's publisher, what you can read or hear.
Unfortunately, the way these things usually go in the law is, especially because it's unprecedented, There's nothing clear in the law where you can say, here's the case where you can't do this. It's just too strange to have a few internet companies that are really monopolies. They're natural monopolies. You can't just, I mean, Gab has been trying to start an alternative to Twitter, but they've the first ones there. Not only do they have the technology that's really hard, but they have all the people who are there. Usually the Supreme Court lets these things bubble up, let the circuit courts dispute it, but I don't know. I don't think we have time for that. This is happening now. And one thing I wanted to add on again to what Professor Epstein was saying, you may be thinking, as I was thinking, well, okay, they did everything they could. They have all these sneaky little tricks, but Donald Trump still won. So, ha, they can't control us that much. What did he tell me about that? They weren't trying to stop Trump because they were so confident it was going to be Hillary.
Now, Professor Robert Epstein is nodding big right there. And just made a key point. Epstein said they weren't trying because they were certain that Hillary was going to win. So why risk it? And we're going to go to our caller, Michael, here in just a moment. Why risk it? Well, now it's worth risking it. So watch them pull out all the stops in 2018. That was a fascinating little colloquy there between Robert Epstein and Coulter. We didn't hear Peter Schweitzer and Alex Marlow. Boy, I want to stay tuned on this conversation. Let's go to our caller, Michael, in Wisconsin. Michael, are you there? You've got a rain check. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Jay, I just want to say how deeply warmed I was at hearing of the death of John McCain. And I heard that he's not allowing Trump to be at his funeral.
Well, Trump announced that he's sending, I think it was, I'm trying to remember from memory here, I think he's sending John Bolton, John Kelly, and one other as his emissaries at the funeral. And I like this. Trump has been, he's said and tweeted that he's not, or written, that he was not a great friend of John McCain's, and that's fine. He's being perfectly honest. I like that he's not being syrupy and phony, you know, with...
He's taking the high road, which is to his benefit. The Democrat in Republican clothing, or we should say globalist clothing, McCain, he's having the Bushes and Barry Sotero, who I call, you know, people call him Obama. I call him old bastard. Is it okay to call him old bastard on your show?
That's a little too strong, but I love Obama.
Right. Hebrews 12 uses the word bastard, talking about people who were not fathered correctly. So in that context,
well, it anyways, does look as if Frank Davis is his father rather than Barack Obama in Kenya. But the
Dial this up the Bible. I wish he'd go into the Gospels and make a tweet concerning who he's allowing at the funeral, because and say, you know, Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
Well, okay, and
that would be politically advantageous for him, but I think it'd be humorous.
Here's what the what's going on here with the John McCain funeral. Let's back up a little bit and see what's going on. Why is the death of John McCain being made into a worldwide tragedy story and everything? It must be because the media loves John McCain. That's so obvious. Fortunately, Mike, this will be over shortly. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're in our last segment here, and let me close out with this some of this John McCain story. This will be gone shortly. The media will keep it alive as long as they can. But now get this. At the John McCain funeral, now what's the story on McCain? McCain really was a Democrat. He really was a left-winger, and it's in his last message. He said, I don't have it here, but I'll get the whole message. And in it, he says, we're not a nation of land, and we're not a nation of blood. We're not an actual biological people. We're a land of ideas. That's what America is, which is the fundamental premise of globalism, of the left. And he stated that in his last statement. And then as a final last parting shot against patriots, he asked months ago, he asked Obama to give an oration at his funeral. So that'll happen. You're going to have to endure that. He also asked George W. Bush. So the 43rd and 44th presidents of the United States are going to give eulogies. So that'll be pretty unbearable. But it'll be over shortly. But he was never a Republican. So his departure, like his fellow Senator Jeff Flake, who just flaked out. Thank goodness. Thank you, Jeff, for flaking out. Those two horrible senators are departed from the scene. And then another insult to our integrity and intelligence. There are people proposing a Medal of Honor for hero John McCain. I'll tell you who the heroes were in the Hanoi Hilton. The guys who didn't come back. The guys who, unlike John McCain, did not give a video, did not do a videotape confession, did not cooperate in any way. Those are the heroes. And every one of them should have a Medal of Honor before anybody even utters a mention of a Medal of Honor for John McCain, who all he did was stick to the Article 3 of the Military Code of Conduct, which prohibits any soldier from accepting special favors or treatment from the enemy, captivity. And John McCain had no choice on that. He expected to come back to America after breaking that Article 3. He wouldn't even be able to come back to the country. No heroism there. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with another installment. More good news from the Trump phenomenon. All right, see you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.